We welcome you inside the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Matthew Tucker, part of perhaps the most talented group of running backs that I can remember seeing on an Eagles roster. Matthew, we welcome you to the show, man. How you doing?
Good,
everything good? Good. Good seeing you. Hey, good to meet you. I find your story very interesting. I mean, you know, you come in after a really, I guess I would describe TCU for you as solid. A couple of injuries bogged you down.
Yes, sir.
But you were consistent, productive. And then you come to Philadelphia and you got a great group of running backs to learn from, to get better with, and to develop under, you know?
Yes,
I mean, is
sir.
That how you see it?
Yes, sir. Like McCoy, he's cool. Bryce is cool. And Chris, like, it's a fun time learning from all these backs.
And then Felix comes in, former first-round draft pick.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel like you're, in the short time you've been here, that you've gotten just a lot better as a running back without even playing a game?
Yes, sir. Like, learning everything, motions, new plays and all, and, like, Felix, too. So, you know, like, it's coming along good.
And that's the way to look at it. You have a chance to work in with the Eagles and get noticed. And, I mean, you're getting a lot of reps, right?
Yes, sir.
You feel good about your role and what you know about the offense?
Yes, sir.
You know, I know Chip spoke about how some days it's very heavy installation of learning new plays, new formations,
new
responsibilities. How is that mental part for you?
I like to learn stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, after everything, I go home, look over stuff, eat, go to sleep, wake up again, look over my stuff again, make sure I got it all in the head. So,
okay.
Like, next day, I have it all, like, ready.
You're taking this very seriously, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
As well you should.
Yes, sir.
Is it a big step up that way from college that you have to spend so much more time in the playbook, understanding your responsibilities?
Yes, sir. Like the motions and stuff, you have to have them. You don't want to go, like, the wrong way
right.
and around like that.
Yeah, so coach doesn't get have you been doing okay on that
yes,
part
sir.
Of it?
Yes, sir.
Right.
I have. Yes.
Tell me what you think of when you watch LaShawn and when you watch Bryce and when you watch Felix and Chris. Talk about what you're seeing from those players. How great are they?
Everybody's fast.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's fast. McCoy's he's quick and stuff. He's mm-hmm. smaller, but he's quick. Bryce, bigger, but fast.
Like
too.
Your body. He's
yes,
got
sir.
Your kind of body.
Yes, sir. And Polk. He's a big back mm-hmm. too, so just like Bryce too, so mm-hmm. yeah.
How would you describe the way you run for Eagles fans who haven't seen you?
I'm not sure. I would say Chris and me are like the same.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, so more of a power back than somebody missing you.
Yes, sir.
But you catch the ball well. You caught the ball well in college. You have to catch the ball well to be in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
Is that something you worked on a lot?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I think it just is. Natural, like you gotta have that. Like, I grew up catching the ball a lot, you know, when I like smaller and stuff. So,
were you always the best player on the field when you were a little kid playing football?
I'm not sure.
Come on,
I wouldn't say
how old were you when you started playing?
Sixth grade.
Okay, oh, really?
Sixth,
you waited that
grade.
Long, huh? How come you waited so long?
I don't know.
What did you play before that?
Basketball.
Basketball was your game?
I always played basketball.
You thought you would be an NBA player, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, yes, you did. We all did. I thought I was going to be an NBA player. That ended very quickly. Why did you start playing football?
Well, my brother, he played it, older brother. So I wanted to, like, you know, try it out and see how it was. And I liked it. I used to play linebacker and, like, D-tackle and stuff. And then got in high school. They moved me, like, the running back.
Okay, because you ran a 40-yard dash or whatever, and
yes,
you blew everybody away, and they
yes.
said, you know, let's move you away from defensive tackle, let's get you to football. Are you kind of getting excited to get the pads on and to show
yes,
coaches
sir.
What you can do with the pads?
Yes, sir.
Good.
I think we get the pads on in July.
Yeah,
yes,
training
sir.
Camp in July, late July,
yes,
and then
sir.
You get to hit and get
yes,
the NB hit.
Yes, sir.
And then go down. And do you imagine has the speed of the game been an adjustment at all for you?
Yes, sir, because, the offense now, you have to know everything, all the plays. So, like, you know, like, they call something, you got to just go.
Yeah.
Jack it.
Are you, if you were down here to begin, are you now up here?
I'm rising.
Oh, good for you.
Yes,
so, you are very confident going into this thing, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Good for you. Matthew, and so there's really nothing else going on besides football in your life right now?
No, sir.
Good for you. That's the way to do it, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, I know you got a lot of talent to work with.
Yes, sir.
You got coaches obviously believe in you, or you wouldn't be here.
Yes, sir.
I wish you the best of luck, man.
All right, thanks.
Matthew, thank you very much. Matthew Tucker in studio here. Now, we'll see what happens here. Eagles are loaded at running back. Matthew is one of the candidates. Keep your eye on him when the Eagles training camp begins. Dave Spadaro, Matthew Tucker in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.